it's so great to have you here in studio with us this morning, Mark.
It's the highlight of my week. There is no doubt I've been waiting for this all week. I love being in the studio. I love being in the food hall. You know that.
Speaking of food, you had the chance. You met them. The three Top Chef hosts this past week, and that's what, Kristen Kish, Tom Colicchio, yep. Gail Simmons. Are they everything I was hoping?
Yeah, they are very nice. It was really good to talk to them, hear what they've been doing, hear about the show. But the thing that all three of them really kind of hit on was where they had been, where they were eating. And not surprisingly, it was Leon's, Cops, it was hamburgers, but also had been to a number of high-end restaurants. Had been to Three Brothers, had been to Luby and Iris, had been to Birch, you know, had been to a number of places and were really enjoying Milwaukee, had been a little surprised at the quality of restaurants, but not really, because, I mean, a number of them new chefs here in Milwaukee had some experience there. But the thing I heard over and over again from them was how welcoming it has been here. And a couple of them said they had been in, I think it was a show last year where they were in London. And he said to me, really, nobody cared that they were there. Oh. He said it was because it was just London. It was, you know, there's so many things going on. It was just not a big deal. He said, Milwaukee, everybody loves us. Everywhere they go, I mean, they're welcome. They get cheered. He said it's been a very, very welcoming environment. And they've also been really surprised at how much all of them love Milwaukee. They've come here. They had some expectations, but not much. But they love the lake and really love the people and they love the restaurant. So they're having fun. And I think it's great for the city because what they'll show on the show next year will be all these places in Milwaukee where they've been. They'll show the skyline. They'll show the history of Milwaukee. They'll talk about the food. They told me they'll talk about the history of food here. It's just really a cool way for the nation to see our city.
Oh, it's such a fabulous show. You know I'm a huge fan. Okay.
I've learned a lot because everyone in my house is a huge fan. So,
how long are they going to be in town? Do you know?
Through the end of September.
So, oh, okay. So really, another week or two, you might be able to run into him somewhere.
You never know. You know, if I were you, I'd hang out at Leon's, hang out at Cops. It's just a good excuse, right? I know they were over at Zaffiro's and had pizza there one night.
It's my husband's favorite. Unfortunately, we weren't there that night.
I love pizza from Zaffiro's. But it's just been fun to see where they go and see how excited they are about Milwaukee. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Oh, I think it is. All right, let's talk about something not so cool. The domes.
Yeah.
They're talking about that demolition. I think that really bothers some people.
I mean, it's interesting. I ask this question a lot of people. When have you seen the domes last? And I can say for me, it's been a couple of years. I think we've all kind of know they're there, but really not out there enough. There's a real question happening right now at the county. What do you do? Do you repair them? Do you replace them? Or do you knock them down? And either way, it's going to cost a lot of money. I mean, it's $6 million only just to knock them down. It's $91 million to do a full repair. In full restoration. Where does that money come from? With everything that's happening in this city, there's some hard things that are going to have to be made over the next couple months. Will they survive? I don't know. I don't see a lot of momentum right now, other than, I mean, the small group of people who love them, historic people, really want them to stay. But I've not heard from a lot of people saying, I really want those to stay.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, though.
It is.
I mean,
think
that
about that. It would be a sad day.
If they all get
I mean, they all come down. But maybe there's an alternative C. And that's what I'm hearing. Maybe there's one that can stay and they can redevelop around them, whether it's some sort of market, something in the park to make it more of a community event where you and I will go there more often.
Hopefully they'll still leave something of it out there
Let's
for people.
So.
Let's talk about this Oak Creek pet food maker. They've got a really unique strategy on retaining employees.
It's cash, right? Cash is king.
$15,000.
$15,000 if you stay 3 years. And what I think is interesting here is there are a lot of people who have been switching jobs, who have been kind of looking for things. And for them, and I know this from my own experience, it costs a lot of money when you have to hire again, reinvest in people, right? Kind of retrain people. It costs you money to have an individual who will stay 3, 5, 6 years. That makes it so much easier for you. So here's a pet company has lost employees over the years and is going to try this. And it's open for like 400 or 500 employees have the opportunity here if they stay 3 years to earn this money each. I think it'd be interesting to see in 3 years how many of them stay and how many others will join the company as a result of this. What is king? It's cash is king.
I'm thinking of going into the pet food business, but anyway.
I think you should, right? Why not?
I might.
You know, a side job, right? Another one on the side job.
Just one more, because I have a little bit of free time. All right, finally, let's look at real estate, because you now know, I guess we all know,
right?
Who the 900 apartments developer is going to be at the Mayfair project. What are some of those details?
Yeah, really interesting here. It is the group who's done the Couture, who's done the Modern, who's working on the same thing in Oak Creek in terms of apartments, and done the same thing in Southridge. So really somebody who knows this L. I think this can be a fun one to watch. You know, 900 apartments around this mall there. The mall will stay in place. The whole live, work, and play, and shop thing all at once. The response I've been hearing over the last few days is kind of interesting. will be traffic concerns, that whole area. But I mean, it's already a mall, so it's already in a very heavily traveled area. And really what they're doing there, Libby, is trying to ensure the future of the mall. It's our strongest mall in the area. But as you and I have talked about how many times, malls nowadays are just not the same. And you have to be out front of this to make sure you can last. So the things they've added there are like a hotel's been added there. They've added more office space, added more retail, and they've added a movie theater, right? So it's really trying to ensure that you go there, because how many people just head to a mall now to shop? I can't remember the last time I was at a mall, but I will go to eat. I'll go to try a movie theater. I'll go to do those kinds of things. So I think that's what they're trying to do here.
Do you think there's going to be any sort of pushback from residents in Wauwatosa that it's going to be between 15 and 19 stories high?
I mean, there always is in Wauwatosa, right? Wauwatosa is known for, what's the best word to say? They like to engage. They like to have a lot of discussion. Is that a fair thing, Libby?
I think that's pretty fair.
That's pretty fair.
I was talking to some Wauwatosa residents the other day, and they were already engaging about that.
Engaging in discussion, I think there will be. But I think long term, I'd be surprised if this really doesn't happen, because it's important for the future that mall. Think about the importance of that mall in Tosa in terms of what they pay in terms of their property taxes.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And the people of Wauwatosa are engaged in their community.
They will be.
All right. Finally, you had that exclusive tour of the new luxury high rise being built in the Third Ward right along the Milwaukee River. Were you impressed?
I was. I mean, that building, as you think about that, kind of as you enter the Third Ward from the west, so going in east, and it's right there on your right-hand side. It's going to be a huge building, 31 stories.
Wow.
Great views. We were up on the 18th floor. Actually went into some of the apartments that are being worked on the third and fourth floor. Great views of the river, great views west, north, and east, really throughout there. So, I mean, really the question I asked them is the question you and I have talked about, is that where are these people coming from? Who's going to live in these units? And what they said to me are a couple things. One is that we don't have enough of these high-end apartments, is what they're saying. I mean, as compared to Chicago, other cities. They said as interest rates continue to rise, some of the people on the higher end are going to look to have their house on the market and sell, because it's easy to sell right now because there are so few properties. And we'll look at rentals as a result. Others who don't want to own a home will just look at rentals. So they think there's a market for this. I'm still kind of saying I'm not 100% there. Just with the raw number of units being added on the high end here, I still think, as I've been saying, some of the older buildings are going to have to up their game. And we're starting to see things already. I haven't talked about this much yet, but we're starting to see some incentives on the high end, whether it's a free month's rent, whether it's access to this or access to that. You're going to see that. You have 300 units at both the Couture and at the Heinz Project online next summer. That's a lot of high-end units coming on at one time. So I think you're going to see a lot more competition there.
That might be good news for renters.
It is. I'm thinking you're going to get the high-end penthouse that's going to overlook the river, don't you think?
I wouldn't mind that.
You wouldn't mind that. You're going to be there.
I like living on water.
Great views.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, fabulous.
Views.
Yeah. Well, Mark, as always, it's great to have you here.
I'll come back anytime you want me. How about that?
Anytime.
There you go.
You're welcome.
Have a great week.
Thank you, Mark.